Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I got to lunch yesterday, I think it was, logged my breakfast, and yeah, I had 500 calories left for dinner. Yeah. I mean, obviously I went over, because I can't, you know, rein that in. Jesus. Belly pork. Oh yeah, lovely.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've pretended a large pizza was for your family, but you live alone, this is the podcast you need. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Producer Paul is also here. Still.
Thanks.
let's grab our first update then. Victoria.
I've had a better week. I would say I've not been 100% because it does take me a little while to fall from grace and get back into a good routine. But I have made better choices, which I am a lot happier with. But it has made me think a lot about how much I really got away with when I was breastfeeding and having those extra calories, because I haven't gone crazy over the past week, but I'm really, really hitting my calories really quickly. Like, I'm getting to lunchtime and I'm having that, and then I'm only having like 400-500 calories left for dinner, and I'm just used to having like 800-900, 1,000. So I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have really any weight losses for the rest of the year. I just think with everything that's coming up in my social calendar. But if I can just kind of stay on track and maintain or limit the loss, then I think I will be happy. But one thing to mention is Ethan, bless him, at the moment is going through a phase where he is offering food to you. So yeah, I'm finding that I'm actually snacking more because of my child, because I can't say no to him, and it's a gift.
You being a good mum is really getting in the way, darling.
Honestly, I'm gonna really lower the tone now, and we've only been recording a couple of minutes. Mm. Chicken drumstick covered in snot the other day. I'm sorry, but I had to. Oh. Bless him, he's got a little cold, snotting and whatever, and he was handing out that he loves a chicken drumstick. Like, he just loves gnawing on a chicken drumstick.
Good for him.
And then just handed me this to take a bite. And I'm like, oh, God. But I know if I don't take a bite, he doesn't take a bite. So I'm trying to encourage him to, you know.
So you can't, you're not at the, I can pretend to take a bite.
Some things I have to, right. Yeah. But no, he does know certain things. Yeah. So I'm very much in the, I have to eat what he offers me, and that really can be anything, and it can be covered in a lot of disgusting stuff.
Juice.
Yeah,
juice.
So, you know, I've got to blame him slightly for the snacking, because yeah. I have been actually snacking more because of him.
I think you were the first person on this podcast to introduce the term boys make you fat.
I was, yes, and that includes children.
Yes.
As well as partners.
So you, it sounds to me like you are declaring, fuck it, it's Christmas.
I think in
November.
Yes, but I'm declaring it not to go off the rails. I just don't think I am going to have any substantial losses now for the rest of the year.
Yes.
So it is damage limitations.
Yep,
I can just maintain or have a little loss or whatever, just not an epic gain. I think anything that is not an epic gain for the rest of the year, I will be happy with. But yeah, I've really, really noticed it with the calories, because I just got away with it for so long. I think 100% my weight loss this year was down to the fact I was breastfeeding and not being able to eat cheese and chocolate.
I agree with you.
Because honestly, those things are now back in my life and out of my life. And I am just, yeah, the calories are ridiculous.
But it amazes me that you would get to dinner and still have 1,000 calories left. Because when I was doing calorie counting, I was supposed to have 1,200 calories.
For the day.
for the whole day.
But when I was breastfeeding, I was, because it takes into account that you burn about 500 calories a day anyway. So then if I was, you know, not really snacking so much or, you know, having quite a good day, there were some times where I'd have like over 900 calories left for my dinner. So this is why, like, honestly, I did so well, because I was eating everything I wanted to eat and still losing weight. And it's 100% down to that. So, yeah, I got to lunch yesterday, I think it was, logged all of that, logged my breakfast, whatever. And, yeah, I had 500 calories left for dinner. 500 fucking calories
left for dinner.
That's
all sorts of fuckery, isn't it?
I mean, obviously I went over because I can't, you know, rein that in. Jesus. Belly pork. Oh, yeah, lovely.
Hello, that sounds diet friendly. Well done, you.
Had to be eating, Jess.
Great choices.
What about doing some exercise that eats up the calories that you would have done by...
calories? What do you think I'm going to fucking do? Run a marathon every day?
You were only breastfeeding, sat down.
This is typical man who sits behind a fucking desk all day.
Yeah.
She's running round after a one-year-old. That's burning calories.
You are right, Joe.
Thank you.
I am the reigning slimmer of the week, so what I say does have authority. I am qualified to talk about
this. You are running round all day, though, surely?
I am, yeah. He's, like, properly on the move now. Yeah. And it's only going to get worse, unfortunately.
Yes.
But fortunately, obviously.
Yes, of course. But also unfortunately. Yes, of course.
So, yeah.
Scales.
So, stepped on them. You're not going to believe me.
Did you maintain?
I maintained again.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
I know. And I knew you were going to say that. And I did move the scales around the bathroom.
I wouldn't have done if I'd have maintained. I'd have kept them right.
Well, there was one bit, and I think I was ever so slightly leaning on something because it said that I'd lost 4. And I was like, there's no fucking way I've lost 4 pounds this week.
Well, it sounds to me like you did.
So I moved them and I put it back on. I was like, oh, yeah, that's about right. So, yeah, I am really, really happy with that.
Do you think you deserve to maintain, though? Did you rein it back in other areas, not the belly pork?
Oh, belly pork, beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
I have hit my calories every single day, probably gone over slightly for some odd things. So, yeah, I think I was lucky with that.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think
I've only gone over slightly.
Yeah.
Maintain seems fine.
Yeah. I mean, we very nearly bought a bottle of Baileys to put the Christmas tree up.
Merry Christmas.
And that would have been gone. So I'm glad that that didn't happen because that really would have piled on a few more pounds.
My wife bought, you know, the Hotel Chocolat version of Baileys.
Okay.
That they do. And it was on offer. So she was like, oh, brilliant. I don't even know who it's for. It's a,
yeah,
it's a cheap Christmas present. Did not last 24 hours.
Wow.
Gone.
Have you ever had their liqueur chocolates as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they are strong.
So good.
Yeah. How have we got this far into this podcast without being sponsored by Hotel Chocolat?
I don't know.
That feels crazy.
Or any
or
food
any
brand,
chocolate
really.
Brand.
Yeah, but I'd like a deluxe one.
Yeah, please. Deluxe yeah. One's us all over, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. But, well classy.
Yeah. But yeah, for the rest of the week, I don't know, boyfriend's birthday Monday. So we're out. Mum's birthday the following week.
It's too hard.
Then it's Christmas. That's
it. It's so hard this time of year.
Yeah, it is.
And we should be credited for even trying to carry on. No, we should do.
Really?
Like, there's a lot of people don't even make it to a slimming group. And yeah, I'm still fighting, guys.
I'm still there. But we'll see how you get on later.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Well done, darling.
Thanks.
Another
I will take it. I know you don't believe me, but whatever.
But you don't need an excuse of the week because we've got one coming in from Emily Bristow. She's starting us off with an excuse of the week, and it simply goes like this. My excuse is my shitty cold.
Sure.
Because it made me eat an entire pack of chocolate digestives in one sitting last night. Not sure if I'm proud of or horrified at myself, says Emily.
That is a lot. I mean, I think I could probably eat half a packet quite easy, but I think near in the end, I would feel a bit sick.
If you're watching TV, though, you don't taste the first half a packet. I think that's a guarantee. we haven't done my... I don't think we've done my great stat about chocolate digestives.
What is your great stat?
One packet is the same sin value, if you do Slimming World, as 7 Chinese takeaways.
Oh, you are joking.
Are
you joking? Is that
true? It's my favourite stat. And you can just wolf that packet of biscuit down.
Where have you got that from?
From actual Slimming World.
Oh, well, that's bullshit then, isn't it?
It's not. It's really right.
7
Chinese takeaways. In one packet of chocolate digestives.
Nah.
Fact.
What are you ordering from
Greedy
Chinese?
Bastards.
Proud to be gluten-free when I hear stats like that. If you are a member of Patreon for us, stick around for extra portions on Monday, because if you are, in the highly unlikely event, do something gluttonous like eat an entire packet of chocolate digestives, take the biscuit, our game, will teach you which ones to go for.
Oh, interesting.
It's a biscuit special.
It's not biscuit special, it's eating things in their entirety special.
Oh, I still don't think I want to know.
Well, you have to listen because you are on it.
I know.
If you want to listen to our Patreon page, you just need to go to patreon.com, look for Secret Slim Pod. We do extra portions on there, so you get an extra episode every single week. This was one of our favourites from last week. We talked about partners stealing your food, which is a crime.
One of my favourite topics.
It is a crime. This is from Vicky. Vicky says, I packed my bags and left my husband when I was 6 months pregnant because he ate my Cadbury's Whispers. I was an absolute emotional wreck and it completely tipped me over the edge that day. I went to my mum and dad's and my mum told me to get a grip and go home. We still laugh about it now.
So, I thought that was a joke.
Not
she
a joke.
Actually left.
Yeah. He nicked her Whispers.
Oh my God, that is so justified.
And she's put Cadbury's Whispers.
Yeah,
so
it
was more than freaking one.
Yeah, all of them.
More than one.
Honestly, when you're hormonal pregnant, honestly, I stand by all of this.
I stand by it.
And I would do it in a heartbeat.
Vicky, we support you.
100%.
We stand by what you
get it on a sticker, we support you.
Okay. I'm just trying to get through this podcast unscathed.
It doesn't happen often, does it?
It was a lot of anger on that topic, mainly aimed at men.
And rightly so.
Just trying to keep my head down. I mean, we are a week on from that, guys.
How's a sticker coming along?
We're not getting a sticker for that. Are you willing to admit that your blood was up, spirits were high, you went a bit too far with that?
Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
I stand by.
You were supporting a woman who left her husband for potentially eating two Whispers.
But who was in it? Listen to that story. Who was in the wrong?
They weren't his Whispers, they were hers. Yeah. He stole them from her.
Are you saying you want us to endorse theft? That feels wrong.
All I'm getting from this, though, is how much I really want a Whisper now.
If you want extra portions, you just sign up to our Patreon page. There's over 160 episodes on there. There's the chance of winning £100 every month. There's random giveaways as well. Our November £100 giveaway is tonight, if you're listening to this, Thursday, the 30th of November. Tonight is when we're going to do that draw. And then we will have the December one shortly after. So this is a really good time to get your ticket, to get your name in the draw. It's £3 a month. You get weight loss certificates from us as well. And on that note, congrats to Lolly D and Helen Stretton, who've got 1.5 stone awards. Who's got the 2 stone awards?
Sarah Kirby and Christine McKay have got 2 stone.
2 stone.
At this time of year as well. That's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's annoying. Amazing. Amazing is the word we were looking for.
Inspirational, Joe. That's the word you're looking for.
Search for us on Patreon. You can go to the Patreon app or to patreon.com/secretslimpod. And a reminder too that we've also got 2 episodes a week on this feed, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, and you skipped to the over the Patreon bit without praising me for the new certificates this week.
Paul's
group chat is just—it's
horrific, isn't it? Paul has done 2 new certificates that we've needed for about 5 months, and he wants praise for that
for doing his job. The first thing I saw this morning was, oh, look what I've done now in the group chat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see your name
also,
when I first wake up.
I'd have praised you if you'd have done it when we asked you 5 months ago.
But I've done 4 certificates in the last couple of weeks. All for one person, I think.
Yeah, well, there you go then.
No other of our listeners is losing 6 stone in a year.
You should have got on this then, because if they were losing it that quickly, you should have known this was coming.
They weren't losing it that quickly. It's just that's how long it's taken him. That's how long it's taken.
Well done, Paul, for doing your job.
When we get into the how great the design is for it.
Let's get some more of your messages and then that will shut Paul up.
Sure.
We have had an influx of least supportive diet partners recently, so I think we should start with those. So this one has come in from Lizzie Legg. So least supportive diet partner nomination is for my solicitor.
Oh, God. Okay.
The completion date on my house move keeps being pushed back by a few days at a time. But everyone knows you can't do a big shop just before you move.
You cannot.
Right?
It's pointless.
No, meal deals and ready meals, it is for the foreseeable. Not that I was sticking to a plan before this anyway, though.
That is a
good one.
It's a belter. You can't do a big shop. You haven't got a fridge.
Did she probably still has. But
Laura Dunphy says, Lee Supportive Diet Partner is my insurance company, who apparently don't really cover anything useful. No. I ate a whole bag of caramel gnomes from Aldi after speaking to them.
Caramel gnomes? What are they? Well, gnomes made of caramel, I'm sure.
Christmas, probably.
Might have to go and hunt those down.
Maybe. Well done, Laura. Well done.
This one is from another Victoria. It wasn't me, I promise. Lee Supportive Diet Partner is me. Although it could be. I've just eaten 5 lint balls after attending a new fitness and nutritional class last night to lose weight.
Oh, God.
I'm at work and they aren't even my lint balls.
Oh, my God. Oh. Theft. We do not endorse.
Stolen lint balls.
Stolen lint balls.
Oh, that could end a marriage, I've heard.
But she's at work.
Sarah Carr says, Lee Supportive Diet Partner is my 6-year-old daughter. She wanted a golden Kevin the Carrot toy from Aldi. So, trying to be a good mum, off I went at lunchtime. They did not have Kevin, but they did have delicious chocolate Christmas treats. So I go in for vegetables and I come out with chocolate. Sounds about right for this podcast.
Yep.
No shame in a game. Well done, well done.
We've been talking on our Fun Size episodes about how diets and food affect our relationships. So let's hear what you have to say about that.
It's got tense, I got to say, on the Tuesday
episode. It did a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's fine. We're still managing to hold it together with Paul.
Aren't we though?
I know.
Laura says, as my boyfriend has said to me, I'll support you, but don't expect me to eat everything you make. My boyfriend will see that I'm cooking something too healthy and then proceed to order himself a takeaway instead.
Oh my God.
That's just rude.
But surely that's a harmonious relationship.
How?
No.
Because he's leaving her to have her healthy food. And then he just goes off and sorts himself out. Surely that's fine.
Okay, I would say it's fine if he eats it in the car.
Okay.
Mm. I don't know if it's fine to bring it back. If she's cooking a decent meal and turning his nose
about it. I'm just going to turn this about me and just any excuse to moan about my boyfriend. But sometimes I'll make a dinner, a lovely homemade from dinner, you know, and he will eat half of it and, oh, no, I'm full, I'm, you know, whatever, right. And then an hour later, he'll be like, oh, yeah, I stopped on the way home and had a massive hot chocolate and a cake from Costa.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if I didn't eat
and
your bloody dinner?
And that's why I didn't
dinner?
Eat it. It's like having kids.
It is like a child.
Yeah, it's like
I'd
kids.
Rather not know. Don't tell me.
Jennifer, talking about relationships and people dieting around you. I used to get so mad when I was a kid and my mum was on a diet. Chips? Forget about it. Ice cream? No chance. Cake? Perish the thought. I used to tell her it was child abuse. Fast forward to me on a diet now and my husband is not having any of these things either. Now I call it being supportive.
Wow,
very different when you're an adult.
That's exactly what you've just said then.
What?
You want them to suffer with you.
It's not suffering eating healthy. We are trying to get our partners to live a longer, healthier life.
Sure.
What lovely women. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. Of course, on all of those, plus the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. Tons of chat between you lovely listeners and us too.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, let's get another update, and it's me.
I'm out today, so I am having to go to a different group before I go to the theatre. And we all know what different scales mean. but also I am going in the morning. That means I've just drank so much tea, coffee, water without realising. Normally I am nil by mouth for 2 hours before the scales, and now I'm going to be brew scales. This week our kitchen has been out of action. Now, I understand that that sounds like a normal excuse of the week, but I'm now really on board with this kitchen drama because dust sheets are over the hob, the microwave's been moved, it's just on the floor under a table. Air fryer, I can move in and out, but only when the dust sheets are off. It's very sporadic when I can use that effing kitchen. Tonight we're eating out before the theatre. Wednesday, I got a free three-course meal. Mm. Oh, and it's my birthday. Shit, I forgot about that. So I'm out then too. Oh my God. Might as well write this week off.
It's so hard this time of year.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot to unpick there.
It's so hard.
I mean,
hard.
Mainly the kitchen, because that is bullshit, that is.
It's so hard, darling.
No.
It's hard anyway, let alone the fact I don't have a kitchen.
Yeah, but you have a kitchen. They're just covered in dust sheets.
Yeah, but
which
what,
can be moved.
What you can't... I just didn't have time to put it all in. What has happened, guys, is there's plastering done. A lot of plaster's been spilt everywhere. So you can't... Like, have I got the time, once Matt has finished in the kitchen, to then clean it all and then preheat the oven? Well, no one's got time. Got to get to bed sometime, guys.
What I think some people do, though, when they have their kitchens renovated, is they then take the kitchen appliances that they'd use, hence air fryer and a microwave, and plug them in another room.
Well, they must live in a mansion, because I don't know where I would put these. It's been very tricky.
It's an excuse you don't get to use often, so I am fully...
I never
you.
Really believed it before, but it's such
a
pain in the arse.
I'm ready. I might rip mine out.
It's a pain in the arse to do anything in that kitchen right now. And as we speak, my stepdad is there. They're doing the tiling. So again, I don't know if it's going to be ready for me to even walk in the kitchen today. I think it's out of bounds.
Well, hopefully next week. It'll be back for next week.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure,
group again this week. How did that all work out then?
Yes, different group. One I've not been to before.
How many groups have you still got left to go to?
You've got to go to different ones, haven't you? Because my worry is, because I do a radio show, I worry that if they listen to the radio show, they hear a lot of talk of chocolate.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Etc.
And biscuits.
Mince pies.
Yeah.
Biscuits, stuff like that. And I don't... My Slimming World leader doesn't judge me because she never hears me talk about that.
Oh, that's what you think.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, she doesn't. So I don't want to be judged by them. I want to go somewhere where they...
Could be judged here instead.
I'd rather be judged here. So yeah, I had to go to a new one. Great news. This one I found... was a lino floor.
Great, no shag pile in sight.
No shag pile in sight. But we still do have to take into account it is different scales.
Do we?
And they are. They're very different.
Okay, so how do we get on?
I put on.
Okay.
£2.
Okay.
Oof. Yeah, I would think it's off as well, Paul.
But you got lucky last week, didn't you, though?
Yeah, lost 2.5 last week. Didn't believe that either.
Yeah.
So it's all over the place.
It really is. I mean, I don't know what's happening with this table.
I think these scales need calibrating. If Margaret Miles Bramwell from Slimming World's listening, I feel like they all need calibrating again. Because I didn't deserve to lose £2.5 last week.
No,
and
you didn't.
I did.
But did you deserve to gain £2 this week?
Nah.
No, you've got a busy week coming up because it's your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please don't let it be food.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Oh,
yeah. So, do you remember a couple of years ago when you sent us something?
Yes.
What did you send us, Jo?
A cheesecake.
Ooh.
Oh,
wouldn't
no.
Wouldn't it be shame if
I went on holiday and I bought Victoria and Katie a cheesecake?
I mean, it's a little bit battered. But this is from Ethan. He said to get it on the way in.
Oh, my God.
So it's a gift. Yeah. It's a rainbow cheesecake from the cheesecake shop just around the corner.
Thank you so much.
It is a bit battered. I do apologise.
Well, it'll be fine once I get my tongue in there.
So there's no sins.
Oh,
calorie
look
free.
At that.
So,
that looks delicious.
Yeah, it's from Ethan, so you can't blame me.
It looks
can't blame him.
Amazing. So. Oh, well, I will be blaming him next week. So he's just like, right down.
Just like to sabotage.
Thank you, darling. That's very kind. That's and let me tell you right now, we'll be eaten.
Good. We should do. It's a gift.
We'll be
so
eaten.
Add that to the weight gain for next week
Jesus.
As well.
Jesus. Thank you.
And obviously, I couldn't pop in without getting something for myself because I saw one that had a 50% off sticker.
Yes. So did you get yourself a slice?
Yeah, obviously. So yeah, nice. Nothing for you, Paul, because you can't eat anything.
Can't have anything, can I? Paul although can you can make a fantastic cheesecake that is gluten-free with a gluten-free base. You'd never know
no
the distance, guys.
Well, okay.
Just something very interesting happening statistic-wise, Joe, is that, so if we look, we've only got a couple of episodes of the year left, and Victoria is out of sight as Slimmer of the Year. You've lost 26 pounds this year. So, Joe, you and I are fighting it out for last place or for silver medal. Let's be optimistic about
it.
Because we both gained 3 pounds so far this year.
Is that, have I gone back up to three?
You're up to 3 pounds. Joe. And I'm currently 3 pounds without my results being out this week. Oh. Remember, I am the reigning slimmer of the week.
Oh, Joe.
I don't even know what to say to that because, as you know, it has always been my aim to just maintain this year. Yep. So in
she
a
says
way,
with a slice of cake in front of me.
Yeah, in a way, I've got £3 to go to get to Target. In a way.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking to beat you now. It's that now I've got an incentive.
Oh, because you know that that's great motivation for me. You know that most of my waking days is thought about how to bring you down.
Yeah, I actually do know that. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, listen, game on. We've got two more episodes.
Have a lovely time. Have a lovely time with that battle. That's fine.
Let's focus on non-scale victories.
Sure.
I think we should really focus on these a lot more now, seeing as the scales are not necessarily my friend.
I do too.
If you've ever had one or you come across a non-scale victory in the future, we do need to shout these from the rooftop.
And we do need to get it on a sticker. I'm just saying.
Yes,
just saying.
Paul,
add it to your list.
Hi.
Non-scale victory sticker, NSV.
Oh, that's a good idea. You've never mentioned that before.
Oh, like, is he joking? Throw the cake at him.
Don't even look him in the eye. Jackie Priest says this. Yesterday, I was complimented at the gym by a lady who said I was wasting away in front of her eyes and said I'd lost so much weight. Actually, lost nothing for quite a while now. But after 7 months of weight training, I've changed my body shape. And just last week, I got into a pair of jeans I haven't been able to wear since I bought them in January.
That's amazing.
Not all about the number on the scales, ladies. And exercise definitely doesn't make you fat. Well, let's take away that last bit. We don't want to be encouraging
people.
That
is amazing, yeah, though, isn't it? That is so good.
It is good. There's somebody I follow on Instagram who is really into the gym and exercising, and she has consistently stayed the same weight and then she'll post photos of her at the same weight looking wildly different, but the weight is the same, but the toning and the shape of the body is very different, and she looks great in all of them.
A lot of effort.
She looks great in all of them. It does sound like a lot of effort. Get your NSVs to us, please. Okay, finally then, before we do some more of your messages, Paul.
Hi.
It pains me after what you've just said about us being in competition.
Yeah.
It really pains me to ask.
Yeah, I think he's done well.
Yeah, he has. Oh, how have you done?
I've done well.
Okay, so let's rewind. So you'd put on half a stone.
No, I put on 6 pounds, but we're pretty sure that was a problem with the scales and the batteries.
Last week you'd lost...
I lost three pounds.
Okay, so you're halfway now. Okay, right, yeah.
And this week I've lost another 2 pounds.
It's so easy for a man. Have you even tried?
I mean, I haven't tried that much. I was trying to think what I've actually
done. Still having the marshmallows by candlelight.
Toasted marshmallows on candlelight.
Jacket potatoes.
Still amazing. Probably haven't eaten as many jacket potatoes, I would say, this week.
He doesn't deserve this, Joe.
I'm not really boozing at the moment. I'm not, drinking at all. So
flapjacks? Anything on the breakfast counter?
Yeah, so I finished the flapjacks and I said to my wife, don't make any more of those because I can't resist them. So, yeah, that's cut down. So, really, if you think about it, I've made a lot of good decisions.
A lot of sacrifices.
Really worked hard.
I hate it.
I'm now down to 14.9, which I think I've said to you before, is like, that's my average. If you look through the year.
We're not looking through the year at you.
I'm mostly 14 stone.
Do you know what?
Nine.
That's really depressing because that's my weight exactly.
Right.
And he's a man, so I fucking hate it.
I know, and also, without even trying, he'll lose half a stone next week.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I don't. I go a couple of pounds below that.
What's your target then?
I don't know, maybe...
How many much more would you want to lose this year to be at target?
Just to beat you, Joe.
I want to beat you, but I think long-term, maybe £5 less than that. Say £14.4 seems okay.
Mm. That's all right, you can do that.
So another £5 to go.
Yeah.
You could do that, though, because he's a man.
Yeah, but he's not going to do it by Christmas. And that's all that matters. He can't be at target weight this year, because 2024 is our year, as we all know.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true,
okay.
Yeah.
So you can't...
Fuck it, it's Christmas, Paul.
Yeah.
What, it'd be damaging to the podcast if I got down to a healthy weight?
Yeah, and my sanity.
No one wants to hear it.
Oh, God.
That's not inspirational.
Do we say well done? I suppose we have to, in a way.
Yeah.
No, but he's even said that he's not even tried.
I know.
Yeah, but I could have had extra flapjacks, and I haven't, and I've had to...
Oh, well done you!
I've had to toast extra marshmallows to replace them.
I'm getting a bit worried about your marshmallow
How
addiction.
Many sins in a marshmallow? I don't think I've
ever... They're low sinned,
I think.
Are they low?
Are they really?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
In a way, they're good for you.
Because you know when you see those stupid fucking Simming World platters that people make for themselves in the evening of all their little snacks?
What Victoria means by that is a lovely healthy platter.
Sorry, lovely healthy platter. there's always marshmallows on there. And fruit and cut up hi-fi bars because that's going to really hit the chocolate.
Beautiful.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody will correct me, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but,
fine. Yeah.
That is amazing news because it feels like you're eating pure sugar in a marshmallow.
So.
Especially if you toast it.
I feel like I need to check this now.
Especially if you toast it.
Oh, accidentally clicked the too good to go up. I don't know if that's
Oh, is that a tweak, toasting the marshmallow?
Probably.
I wouldn't have thought so. Because you're not. It's still a snack whenever you have it, isn't it?
Okay. So the Tesco marshmallows, so for 23 grams is 76 calories.
Is that good?
It's probably a sin marshmallow.
That's not bad.
Okay.
One sin marshmallow. How many are you having?
Only having about six a night.
Yeah,
so you're having six sins. That's it.
Yeah, you're having like 150 calories a night. That's it.
Is that not much?
No.
I don't really know.
It's not.
Off.
A choc.
I know
Stop playing dumb. Is 150 calories not much? It's less than a bag of crisps.
Honestly, I've never really thought about calories or sins
until
right now.
Fucking idiot. Why is he on this? Okay, a four-finger Kit Kat is 209 calories. So you're having less. You're having... And yours is 150.
And you think you're going crazy by having six fucking marshmallows.
They do feel well indulgent, yeah.
It's because they're so fucking sweet.
I might buy some.
They are a good... I remember, in fact, if you really want a sweet... kick when you're doing the Simming World, meringue nests.
Oh yeah, they are.
They are really, and they're really low.
Yeah, they are.
No way, are they low as well?
Oh my god, yes.
Well, the mini ones that you can get are like half a sin each, aren't they?
Yeah, they're quite. You can make your own eat and mess.
Yeah,
delicious and gluten free. I might add, guys.
Ooh, get yourself a life,
guys. Great idea. Marshmallow diet for 2024.
Oh, okay, put it on a list. I'm sure we'll get to it by June.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else you've been up to this week.
Penny says, I stress ate a whole big bar of Galaxy in a meeting today. It was a shit show. And chocolate, one, made me feel better. And two, a gobful stopped me swearing at them.
That is stress eating at its finest.
It really is. It really must have been bad.
Well done, Penny. Sharon McGaw says, we've always done all-inclusive holidays with the kids. But now hubby and I are on a last-minute self-catering one. So it's peanut M&Ms for breakfast, crisps and Malibu by the pool for lunch, and a meal out on an evening, which is totally acceptable, isn't it?
Lovely time without the children.
Peanut M&Ms for breakfast.
I don't like the peanut ones. I just prefer the straight up chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer them, but wouldn't turn them down. Of course not. Just to let you know, would not turn them down.
And Rabe Weller says, anyone else feel that we need the words, get that on a sticker? On a sticker.
Oh,
it makes
yes.
me giggle every time.
Oh,
that is a
Paul.
Good idea, isn't it? Get it on
Hello?
A sticker.
Come on.
What?
We don't need any more stickers.
Give the people what they want.
2024 is my year. Sticker, NSV, sticker, moms,
get
diet.
It on. Have we got a Boys Make You Fat one?
Boys Make You Fat.
Have we
I'm sure I did one of those.
I'm sure
didn't
we've. I? Bring it back. Come
we don't
on.
Have it on a sticker.
Do we not?
No. I'm sure we did, didn't we?
You know what? I think I've designed one.
Thanks for keeping it to your freaking self.
God, that was ages ago. ago I said that.
Okay. I think I've got it on my Photoshop.
I've seen some sort of version of it too.
We've never had a sticker of it.
Well, maybe it's because I sent a design to the WhatsApp group and you like went, yeah, and then moved on.
Right.
Like has been happening recently.
I want to
like,
us?
Oh, well done, Paul. You've clearly spent hours on that.
Victoria, have you though?
Victoria,
yes.
This is a bloke thing. If Matt ever does any cleaning.
Oh,
my God. Open top bus parade wouldn't be good enough to fucking thank
but
him.
But you both live in that house,
but
though,
when
don't
I
you?
Do it, whatever. He's designed one fucking thing. And because we've not, like, given him a sash and done a ceremony to say, well done on doing your fucking job, he's just stuck
he's
just there. He's got in a margin.
How many he's designed and he's just kept
hidden
from
us. I agree.
Yeah, well, I am constantly working in the background, God. So you are right to think
the
about that.
The male ego is... I don't know how you live with yourself. Anyway,
it's tough, and I'm doing a lot of design work.
If you've been mentioned on this podcast, you can have an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker.
I designed that.
It's time for our Slimmer of the Week.
Yeah, it is.
It can't be you again.
Why can't it?
It can't.
I'm the only one who's lost weight.
I've maintained for 3 weeks, and I think that deserves praise.
You can see that. I've fished out the lowest sin snack
I
could find.
You plonked yourself in front of a mic, and now you want praise for fucking everything, and it's doing my head in.
We're only about 3 episodes in, we Paul.
I know, and I'm sick of it, Joe. I'm sick of it.
Don't worry, there's a Christmas break coming up.
All right, Paul, fine. Whatever, take it.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
Well done. You do know at Slimming Clubs, by the way, that you can't get Slimmer of the Week if you are at Target.
Really?
Yeah, so just so you're aware. That is a rule, and it's a rule that we're having on this podcast.
I am enjoying the awards.
That is it for this week. You can chat to us on our socials. We are on there all the time. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. And then our next episode is on this feed on Tuesday. So we'll see you there. And whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in the game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.